This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. Starting off this week, the estimates for the Brazilian soybean crop were dropped by 700,000 tons. But Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions says that isn't going to have as big of an impact as it might seem.
Yeah, but it's still going to be a big crop. Basically, we do see some dry areas in Sao Paulo, which is about 10 to 15% of the corn and soybean belt. But other than that, the crop is looking pretty good, and the market's pretty comfortable with it, and generally expecting it to be large enough. I think the bigger question is whether it can ship the what it produces. We saw all the infrastructure problems create some difficulties in getting those soybeans out the door last year with an even bigger crop this year. China's concerned about that once again. Brazil has made improvements in its port facilities, but China's still not taking any chances on that and still being very aggressive in taking shipments of U.S. soybeans until they can be comfortable that Brazil can get those soybeans out the door.
Well, I guess that's good news for farmers over here.
Yeah, it's extending our export season and basically using up soybeans we can't afford to ship that we'll need for crushing in the second half of the marketing year. So like last year, I still expect that we're going to have to import soybeans or soy meal in order to meet our needs for livestock producers domestically here in the last half of the marketing year. So that means that even though we'll see at some point here over the next 60 to 90 days a collapse of our soybean export market, We'll probably still keep soy meal prices high in order to pay the bill for importing soy meal and soybeans into the United States. So for livestock producers, it means that probably not a big relief for them.
Suderman also gave a preview on what we should expect to see in the markets this week, emphasizing that all eyes are on South American weather right now.
Well, the key is going to be South America. We saw some rains in Cordoba and Buenos Aires overnight with more rains expected over the next several days. The heat is generally abated. We saw 95 to 105 degree Fahrenheit temperatures on Friday and Saturday, and then we saw some moderation into the 80s and 90s. We'll see a little bit of a peak on Wednesday in northern areas, but just then some moderation. But basically, rains covering anywhere from a half inch to 2.5 inches of rain over better than 75% of the grain belt. The 6 to 10 day period is expected to be dry. The real key is going to be the 11 to 15 day period. If the 11 to 15 day period is wet, as some models indicate, then I think the trade is going to assume, okay, South America's crop is okay. Commodity Weather Group, the folks that we work with, are very skeptical about those 11 to 15 day rains. They're not sure that those models can perform and bring the rains that are needed at that time period. And if they do not, then that takes us right back into a stressful situation with reduced production out of Argentina. Brazil is still going to have a good crop. The question is how much of an impact it would be on Argentina. In other words, we can have problems in Argentina and not necessarily be bullish. It depends on the scope of the problems, and I think that's really what those 11 to 15 day rains are going to suggest, and traders will be watching as we go into this weekend just whether those models continue to progress those rains forward.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Missouri is set to hold the second Heart of America Dairy Expo this week. The expo started last year and has grown into the largest dairy trade show in the heart of the Midwest, outside the major dairy-producing states. The show, organized by Dave Drennan of the Missouri Dairy Association, is open for dairy producers and companies throughout the nation, or the world for that matter.
It's a regional meeting. It's open to any dairy farmer and allied industry, but we really promote it with, in addition to Missouri, and states around us, like Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, and Southern Illinois. We're going to have 56 exhibitors. We even have one coming down from Canada, but a variety of suppliers, dairy equipment, animal health, animal feed companies. It's a little something for everybody. You'll be in the trade show.
Drennan says the schedule is packed with speakers that include the National Milk Producers Federation CEO Jim Mullern, who speaks on dairy policy. The show kicks off Thursday in Springfield, Missouri. The expo schedule, along with registration information, is available at heartofamericadairy.org. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Farmers, meet your new hired hand. Country Financial is getting together with AgriVisor to package grain marketing and crop insurance to maximize farm income. With AgriVisor, there is finally a grain marketing management system that is dedicated to improving your bottom line. Combine it with crop insurance from Country, and you've got a winning combination. To find out more, contact your local Country agent, Wayne Schaefer, in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Eating right is part of many New Year resolutions. I spoke with Joyce Fickrey about how dairy products can play a key role in healthy eating by delivering more per serving.
You know, dairy foods are really important because, first of all, they are nutrient rich. They provide 9 essential nutrients. And yes, all dairy products can fit into healthy eating plans. Dairy products are a good source of high quality protein. And protein is important because it really does help us feel full. Dairy products are a great way to power your way through the day. So the dietary guidelines recommends that kids get about 2.5 servings of dairy every single day, and adults need 3 servings. So that is really a good goal. And one of the reasons that dairy is so important is that it provides calcium plus other nutrients which tend to be low in the diet, like vitamin D. And again, it is a good source of protein. So if our goal is to kind of cut back and maybe not eat as much, protein is good to get in the diet because it helps us feel fuller longer. So that's one of the easy things that we can do.
Now we know how much dairy we need in our diets. How much physical activity do we need, though?
Well, the recommendations for that for children is that they should have about an hour each and every day. And the recommended amount for adults is about 30 minutes for adults. And if you're wanting to lose weight, then you might want to exercise even a little bit longer, maybe 60 minutes per day. And it may be a little bit of a struggle to get some of that physical activity in, but there are some small steps that you can do to be more active this year in 2014. Maybe it's something as simple as adding a 15 or 20 minute walk to your lunch break. Find an activity you like and invite a friend. It's good to have the buddy system, because if some days you may not be motivated, then hopefully your friend will motivate you, and vice versa. And a reminder, you don't have to be part of a health club. You can still increase your physical fitness. You can do things like check out some fun fitness DVDs from the local library. And it may be something as simple as just increasing your steps through the day, doing a little bit more walking.
And what are the best ways to start a fitness plan for those whose goals for 2014 and resolutions involve working out and getting healthier?
Well, I think one of the most important things to remember is that, of course, before you make any big changes in your exercise pattern or an eating plan, you may want to talk to your physician, your doctor, or to a registered dietitian, and certainly they can help you look at what's going on currently in your life and then provide some recommendations for what you might be able to do to kind of increase your health, your fitness level, and also healthy eating. Again, I go back to making sure it's very helpful to have a buddy or somebody that you're working with to make sure that you're getting in your exercise, and you can encourage each other as well to make sure that you're eating healthy. And if you want to take a test to see how fit maybe you are, you can do that. If you remember way back in school, we did things like the fitness test from the President's Council on Physical Fitness. There is an online test for adults. If they want to do that, they can go to adultfitnesstest.org.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.